From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Myanmar's opposition National League for Democracy has captured an absolute majority of the parliament's seats, giving it a landslide victory over the government and the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. Myanmar's military and the largest parties in the parliament will nominate candidates for president in February. U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike targeting Jihadi John, the notorious British-educated Islamic State militant who appeared in videos depicting the murder of Western hostages. Western intelligence agencies identify the man as Mohammed Emwazi, likely killed in the late Thursday drone strike on the Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, have beaten back Islamic State fighters and recaptured some territory around Sinjar, close to the Syrian border. Edward Uranian has details.
Iraqi government helicopters pounded Islamic State positions around Sinjar as warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition attacked Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters who are leading the ground assault cut the main highway linking Mosul in Iraq to Raqqa, the center of Islamic State operations in Syria. The route is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operations. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Liberia has welcomed the lifting of U.S. sanctions that were imposed on the country back in 2004 by then-U.S. President George W. Bush. President Obama says Liberia has made advances to promote democracy. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for twin suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb late Thursday that left dozens dead and more than 200 wounded. The blast targeted a neighborhood controlled by Hezbollah, whose fighters back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Targeted section of Beirut has been hit by terrorism in the past, and Sunni militant groups have threatened more attacks. The U.S.-China rivalry will be front and center at the upcoming Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Manila next week, even though tensions in the South China Sea may not be on the agenda. That story now from VOA's Brian Padden.
Both U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping, who met recently in Washington, will be attending the influential Asia-Pacific Economic Forum in Manila. Growing military tensions between Washington and Beijing over freedom of navigation and territorial disputes in the South China Sea, through which 40% of world trade passes, have dire economic implications, says analyst Daniel Pinkston, speaking via Skype.
If that region is militarized or it becomes an area of conflict, there would be great costs borne by everyone.
But this contentious issue may only be addressed on the APEC sidelines and deferred until most of the same leaders meet days later in Malaysia for the ASEAN Security Summit. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter fired his top military aide Thursday after he learned about allegations of misconduct against Lieutenant General Ron Lewis. There's no information on what Lewis is accused of doing. He is a three-star general who served three tours of duty as a commander and attack helicopter pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. American soldier Florent Groberg received the highest U.S. military honor Thursday at the White House from President Obama. VOA's Ladit Sahok has more.
Florent Groberg was a U.S. Army captain 3 years ago when two men on motorcycles created a diversion to help a suicide bomber approach his unit in Afghanistan's Konar province. But he spotted the bomber and raced to get him out of the way.
All those years of training on the track, in the classroom, out in the field, all of it came together in those few seconds. He had the instincts and the courage to do what was needed.
Groberg pushed the man to the ground and the explosive detonated, causing a second unseen bomb to blast before it could be placed closer to the unit. Four people were killed in the attack and Groberg sustained a severe leg injury, but he prevented much greater carnage. Zlatica Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, you can go to our website. We can be found at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.